Right.
That's right.
Good point. Thank you, Tyler Carr.
Yes, you're welcome.
Now, we have Amanda on the phone. Now, Amanda, I have to preface this by saying these interviews are always very difficult for me because I find it very admirable that in a position you're in, you're able to find so much light and hope in your life. But I'm going to open the floor for you, Amanda, so you can tell everyone why you're on the phone with us today.
Well, hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. This is a really, really great privilege for me to be here. And thank you so much for my supporters and the people who support me through what I'm going to share with you today. My whole message is to share with you that I have an incurable disease known as lymphedema. And people don't understand what that is. And it's because my lymphatic system doesn't work. This condition or disease is very severely underrecognized and underfunded. A lot of medical practitioners, therapists, and even patients alike don't know much about this disease. It's very commonly misconstrued with obesity. It's also a byproduct of breast cancer surgery, which very many people are misinformed. And any types of cancers, essentially, what happens is people's lymph nodes are removed, and the byproduct of that is that they get this intense, incurable swelling for the rest of their life.
When you say swelling, are we talking about in those lymph nodes, or where exactly?
Awesome question. This can actually happen anywhere in your body. It can happen most commonly in legs and in arms, but it does occur in genitals, torso, face, head, neck, anywhere where there is skin on your body. And I don't want to misconstrue the swelling as it's like, oh, I've had too many salt and vinegar chips and I'm swelling. It's more so it's protein-filled fluid, meaning it's very dense, it's very hard, it's extremely painful, and the community for all the lymphedema warriors that I am hopefully advocating for, it's debilitating, it is painful, there is no cure, and I'm here to share my story to hopefully shed some light and awareness for World Lymphedema Day on March the 6th.
Amanda, from what I understand and just the light reading that I've done since your story came across our desk here at Energy 106 and Wheeler in the Morning, but from what I understand, physicians aren't necessarily trained on lymphedema as much as they maybe should be based on the growing numbers that we're seeing. Would that be accurate?
Yes, based on the information that I have, out of all medical students and staff alike, they get basically 4 hours of lymphatic training in their pre-graduate studies. So nobody really goes and studies the lymphatic system, making it incredibly hard. So when a patient goes to figure out what's going on with their body, the most common response is, well, you're obese, lose weight. And it is incredibly not easy, and this is why I'm here to champion for everybody who is struggling with their body. It might not be you. You could have this disease called lymphedema.
Gosh, I love you.
When you say it's incurable, is this just due to lack of research or lack of knowledge, or is it something that has been pretty much solidified as, no, if you have it, you have it?
Very complex question. For right now, it is 100% incurable. The funding for this disease is so under-recognized that we don't know enough. When lymph nodes get removed, I think what happened when people get cancer, for example, doctors had this amazing solution. Well, let's get rid of the lymph nodes that carry the cancer, and bada bing, bada boom, we've got a solution. But unfortunately, for every action, there's an equal and greater reaction. And for what's in the market right now, it is incurable.
So is it life-threatening?
If you let it go untreated and if you do nothing because of it, so here's the weird thing. Your lymphatic system is pumped and fueled with your muscles. But it's funny because I go and I've turned myself into an all-natural bodybuilder, which is super cool. But in the beginning stages of my journey, I would swell when I work out. So it gives a really bad taste in someone's mouth to say, okay, let's go to the gym and exercise. Oh, but the byproduct of exercising is you're going to start to swell and feel really uncomfortable when you begin this process. So it deters a lot of people from making progress. So it's just so much is under-recognized, and I'm here to hopefully shed light, shed education. I'm also kind of in an anomaly that really, when it comes to the lymphedema world, I'm considered a patient. My voice really isn't heard. I don't get medical practitioners asking me, what do I think is happening? And I actually do have a full-on theory. that I would love to publicly make a platform to educate people on the science of what is actually going on and how can people take back their health with this incurable disease.
Where can people find more information on lymphedema?
You can check out my website at www.amandasobey.com. I do offer training and support for anybody who does suffer from this disease. You can also Google search the word lymphedema. In every province, there should be a lymphedema association in your community. Be very careful, though, because there are lots of therapists and medical staff that they use the knowledge that they have been taught, but we are starting to make advances in the industry, and you just kind of always want to get the cutting-edge therapists or the cutting-edge doctors who are aware of this disease to give you accurate information, because this does affect the food that you eat. It affects the clothes that you wear. It affects how you exercise. It affects your mental health. And going on the whole COVID debate with the gyms being locked down, working out is essential for me. It shouldn't just be for government officials. I have to work out every single day in order to stay healthy and alive. Yep. So I'm begging for more awareness to be brought to this disease.
AmandaSobey.com. We will plug people towards that website. I mean, wishing you the best of luck. Probably see it falls on deaf ears at this point, because I'm sure you're getting a lot of that. But truly, we wish you luck with your plight moving forward, and hopefully they can find a solution.
Amanda, just reach back out to us, please, when that date comes closer in March, and we'd love to have you back on the show again.
For sure. And just to give a last kind of a spiel is that I am personally hosting an online World Lymphedema Day virtual event. I am giving away over $1,500 of donations of supplies and products that are necessary to fight this disease known as lymphedema. So if anybody wants to get more information, you can go on my Instagram page or my Facebook page at am.sobey. Register for the event. Get some ballots to enter yourself. When medical supplies are in dire need, they're very hard, some products, to get in Canada because of Health Canada regulations. So again, anybody who does need products or supplies, join my event. Come join the tribe. I'd love to see you. And this has been a great opportunity. So thank you so much.